From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed rebels have taken at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in the fifth day of a campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus. There are reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the border area. The Turkish military said Sunday its airstrikes killed 25 Kurdish militants, but denied that any civilians had been killed. The Turkish military also said it is committed to protecting civilians under international law. Officials say Afghan security forces are preparing to retake a district in Paktia province that fell to the Taliban on Saturday. Authorities say dozens of Afghan troops have been killed so far in the fighting. There are also reports of fighting in several northern and northeastern Afghan provinces, including Kunduz, Baghlan, and Takhar. Also, Taliban insurgents are said to have made significant advances in Helmand province. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government Sunday have begun pushing into the last areas of the city of Sirte, still held by the Islamic State group. A number of Libyan fighters have been killed in the military operation to retake the city. Government forces say insurgents are retreating. Supporters of Gabon President Ali Bongo and his chief rival Jean Ping are both claiming victory and alleging fraud in the African nation's presidential election. The official results in Saturday's election won't be known until Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. presidential contender Donald Trump says he will make a speech on illegal immigration on Wednesday in Arizona. The candidate has been trying to clarify his position on how to overhaul the U.S. immigration system. Recent opinion polls indicate Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton is ahead of Trump nationwide and in some of the most important states.
Milletim idam istiyor, değil mi?
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reiterated his support for the death penalty. He says its reinstatement is backed by a majority of citizens of Turkey. At a rally Sunday in Gaziantep, Mr. Erdogan told hundreds of people that his remarks are also directed at members of the parliament. He traveled to Gaziantep to express condolences to the families of the 54 people who were killed last weekend at a Kurdish wedding and has pushed to reinstate the death penalty in the wake of the failed coup attempt against him. In a communique Sunday, the foreign ministers of France, Germany, and Poland affirmed the need for cooperation among European Union nations as Britain prepares to leave the bloc. The ministers met in Germany to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Weimar Triangle Political Forum.
Wir brauchen eine handlungsstarke und
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said the EU needs to work and to work better. Italian officials have opened an investigation into a focus on different structures that collapsed in that big earthquake on Wednesday. Public prosecutors say they'll investigate why recently constructed buildings collapsed, and they will also look at private property owners who may have altered ancient houses in ways that breached building codes. Almost 300 people were killed in the earthquake. Muslim extremists who support the Islamic State group have staged a jailbreak in southern Philippines. Officials say at least 20 members of the Maute militant group raided the jail in Marawi on Saturday, freeing 8 of their fellow radicals and allowing at least 15 other detainees to escape. FARC rebel commanders in Colombia have ordered a final ceasefire at the stroke of midnight Sunday. It's part of a permanent peace agreement the group reached with the government. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has announced that the Colombian military will lay down its arms against the rebels on Monday. Also in Latin America, the impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff heard a third day of testimony Saturday. Senators interrogated two witnesses called by the defense, both of whom said Ms. Rousseff did not break the law. She plans to address the senators on Monday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.